Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, also known as Mike Ward and his sexy delinquent friends. The man in front of me, comedy legend, the aforementioned Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are my sexy delinquent friend, and we have this guy. Too.
Yeah. Just a delinquent.
Yeah, not so sexy delinquent.
Yeah. He's a delinquent, not a friend.
Yeah. Very sexy, very delinquent, but yeah.
Looks like a piece of an expensive bathroom. I like it.
I look like very tasty bread, I noticed.
Like if the bread had
black and white.
I'm renovating my bathroom and I want a floor that like a marble floor. Yeah. I think I'm gonna bring you and your shirt to the store and go, can you get one like this but harder? I don't want harder. It soft and sweaty. I want it hard.
And like, sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but he seems hard right now. He's harder on toilets.
The fucking tiles get me erect, bro.
You didn't go to Comic-Con, you were supposed to.
Yeah, I was working.
Well, what happened?
I had I was supposed to go, and then I got a gig as an extra for a commercial.
Oh, shit.
It was a lot of
fun. For what?
For Freedom Mo- that too. That was another day. It was only on Thursday. And it was on...
It was a man love Thursday joke. But he knows how to kill a joke. He knows how to kill a humor. He just sucks it out of a room.
And he says the joke, and as he's saying the joke, he goes, I do it on Thursday. It's not true. No.
So sir,
Freedom Mobile.
The States.
Okay.
You guys know Will Arnett?
Yeah, good friends.
Yeah, he's the main spokesperson of that commercial.
I thought he was the main extra.
No.
Like, that's a big cast.
That's a high-end commercial.
And
Christopher Nolan was directing it.
And I got to be an extra for the day at on set.
What were you doing?
I was one of the extras, just carrying something from one end to the other.
But
I did it very well, very professionally. I moved. It was, you know, those trolleys with the two wheels at the bottom?
Jiggers.
No, not like that. Those
like
have four
dolly.
Wheels. Like a dolly, yeah. Yeah. I had to bring it from one side to the other. I fucking brought that shit from one side
to
the
other.
So
you were like an airport employee or a construction worker or something?
Like a set worker.
Oh, very cool.
Okay, so it's like you guys are on set.
Yeah, that's how that was the commercial. Like,
are you sure you were an extra? Did they make you like a pick stuff up and clean stuff?
No. Okay. It was just that.
Can you
it was
give me
the
a
same.
Na-
It was the same.
Can you? Okay, go plug this in over there.
I'm a method actor.
I'm an extra. They sent me to Best Buy to buy cables.
Extra cables. Oh, somebody robbed me last night.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah. When I got back home, I shouldn't have talked with you outside for so long. I should have went earlier.
Why?
Because I had ordered some stuff. Remember? Because we ordered stuff for the studio. So I had like a I had SD cards. From Amazon. I ordered SD cards, vitamins, coffee. They basically went in because they left in the lobby, Amazon. They opened the box like savagely. They took everything out. But dude, they're going to give me the footage. The guy who watches the show, actually, who runs the building, he said he's going to send me the video by Thursday.
Okay.
Whoever it is, I'm hoping lives in the building so I can beat the shit out of them, because they're so stupid. Like, you could tell that it was savagely done, because even my vitamins, they took my vitamins. And they ate the vitamins, some of them, because they left the vitamin cap.
They ate the vitamins.
They were gummy vitamins, yeah. They thought they were candy, because they left the cap. Like, they clearly opened everything they took. They took the cap off the vitamins they threw on the floor, because when I went in there at 1 a.m., it was that and another package that was ripped open. I look around. I go, fuck, is it my package? And I look. It was just an empty box, but with my name on it. I go, oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, this is teenagers. That
yeah,
did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
This
so I think they might live in the building.
They're
and they don't realize
dumb.
The camera. Yeah.
Like, because if you're going to steal a steal shit, steal the box. It
yeah.
takes 1 second to do this instead of opening up.
In front of the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they did all that. And Amazon already, I messaged them. I go, look, I have the box, but the box is empty.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, they refunded everything already.
Yeah, Amazon doesn't fuck around. They just
Amazon
refund.
Amazon doesn't care.
Yeah. But how they could solve it is if they start bringing it to my place, like some Amazon delivery drivers do, they bring it to my door and I have a camera there.
Yeah.
The first delivery I got from Amazon when I moved to Montreal, I'm on Sherbrooke, right? And the guy left it in front of my building.
Outside.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah,
Sherbrooke,
genius.
Which is like one
That's
of the
retarded.
Streets with the most fucking people walking.
Genius
in,
move.
In the province of Quebec.
He's a good delivery guy. He probably threw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dummy.
They used to, when I lived at my mom's, the balcony was on the first floor.
And they'd throw it?
They'd just throw shit on the balcony.
That's good. That's not bad, though.
Yeah, but some stuff was fragile.
That. Yeah.
Who's gonna? Yeah, I put front on the balcony. Yeah.
Yeah, but some stuff could break.
And who checks on their balcony? You're like, goddamn, Amazon's been 3 weeks. No, 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 never
well,
delivered.
And the balcony is full of boxes. Smoke.
There's a. What first started happening was I kept trying to, like, they would say delivered. And I'm like, and then like I was home, and then I would go and check in the front. I go, bro, what the fuck? They never delivered. And then I'm like, I'm gonna fucking send an email to Amazon right now, and I'll go smoke while I do this. And then there was a package on my balcony. So I was like, what the fuck?
You're mad at them, and they're so good, it's already in your house. I'm gonna say, yeah. I do like Amazon though. People don't like Bezos. He knows how to run a goddamn business.
Yeah.
Anything I order, it arrives. If they fuck up, they just, there's no argument.
Remember when people were bitching when Walmart started becoming huge? People were like, fuck Walmart, I'm never buying at Walmart. And a lot of people stopped going to Walmart. People said the exact same shit for Amazon, but they still buy from Amazon.
It's the easiest.
Everyone is like, those motherfuckers, I hate them.
Why do you hate Amazon?
Yeah, but, well, people hate them, I guess, because they think that they're ruining, like, mom and pop shops. I think that's what they tried to do at first. They were like, they're ruining mom and pop shops. And then you're like, nah, fucking Walmart already killed all of those.
Yeah.
So, like,
and you're Amazon ruining mom and pop shops by not going to them.
Hurts Walmart. And now they're saying that Amazon treats its employees shittily. Like, since they don't let them pee, they don't let them, you know, take breaks.
Oh, look, I peed just before I came in here, but you're not allowed to.
Is that true?
I don't know. A lot of times you hear stuff that people will pee, like in a bottle.
They should just use the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Especially now, like, even in, like, in every country now, there's a labor shortage. So if you're peeing in a bottle, you need a fucking backbone.
Yeah, because they're not going to fire you. They're not going to fire you for going to take a piss. They won't. People are too scared.
Yeah.
Go take a piss. They won't, especially if you're a good employee.
Yeah.
But the problem I've been hearing lately is that people who own businesses are very upset. All the new employees are shit because no one actually cares to work there.
Oh.
So it used to be like you'd give a shit. Like when I was younger, I worked at a pharmacy. I'd fuck around a lot, but I didn't want the pharmacy to go under. I'd help as much as I could. Now they're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You could walk out with that. I don't care, sir. There are these young kids that don't give a fuck. So everyone's panicking. They have to work extra hours. The kids that they hire, the kids, they're in their 20s, don't give a fuck. So it must be a nightmare running a store right now.
This weekend, I was supposed to go spend the weekend in Magog, you know, near Sherbrooke, with the tour bus. And then it broke down. So it was me, my girlfriend, her kids. We were going to her family's.
How did it break down? Like, where did it break down?
Like 10 minutes after we left. Like,
okay, so you went far.
Yeah, because I left and there was no more power steering. And I'm like, that's not the end of the world. And then it started overheating like right away. So I take a picture and the engine coolant was like up super high. So I was like, what the fuck? So I take a picture, send it to Tony, my mechanic. And he's like, I think that's the alternator strap. So I go, can I drive it back to my house? And he goes, you're going to catch on fire if you like keep driving it. So I was like, okay, fuck, okay. So I waited for a tow truck. Ended up waiting 4.5 hours for a tow truck. So the tow truck comes. And
how were the kids during that time? They were cool?
Yeah, well, we since we were so close to home, we were actually going to get them. So my girlfriend just walked back to her house, got her car, and she got one of her friends to pick the kids up. So then they all met me at the tour bus. And then I was like, I'm not going to stay like with a bunch of kids waiting for a tow truck. So I told them all to go back home. So they went home. I waited alone. It was okay.
But you're a good dad.
Yeah, I'm a very good dad. I was like, leave me alone. Let me drink in my car on the side of the road. But we ended up taking a car, and the kids stayed with the grandparents, and then me and my girlfriend got a hotel room. So it was a nice weekend. So, but we're in this 5-star hotel, and I go ask the lady for something in the morning for a coffee, and it's this very like older lady with a French accent. I'm like, excuse me, is there a restaurant? She goes, il y a un restaurant. She's very, and then this fucking girl like about 19 goes by and she goes, ça sent le caca, ça sent le caca. What? It smells like shit in the bathroom. And then she's like, Monique, I'm with a customer. But it smells really, really bad. She's like, but I'm with a customer. And I'm like, this is a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
This is the best that city has to offer. Is Monique yelling sasale keke?
Dude, I'm telling you, employees suck now. Yeah. It's very hard. That's why you find a good one. You got to keep them if they do good work because they're all shit.
Yeah.
No one cares. Oh, that's why, because I messaged you Saturday to see if you're around, because I went to do one of the Just for Laughs shows downtown. There was a man in front, because you're in the old church that was converted, where we went to the press conference last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was converted into, like, they do BDSM parties, Just for Laughs stuff there.
They do BDSM stuff?
Yeah, yeah, they do raves in there too, I heard.
And, but that's still like a real church, right?
The church still owns it. Like in my green room?
But there's one section that's still a church, right? And then one section that's like a theater?
Well, the section that's still a church, Mona de Grenoble, drag queen, did her show there.
Jesus.
So it made me laugh. I told you, she was sweating. I'm fucking hot. I go, push it hot. You're a bunch of homosexuals in the church. You all sweat. That's why you sweat. It's not the AC. And then Alex is laughing. But so when I got there, the show started at 10. And Mona started around the same time. Hers was already going.
What was the show?
Mine was Emile's Enemies.
Okay.
So it was me, Wasim, Megan Brouillard, Adib, Rashid.
Okay.
And Jacob.
Was it a bilingual show?
Bilingual.
Okay.
So they asked me to do English. Then I noticed how the crowd was English and French. So I did some punchlines in French because I know some works better.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I tried to do a bit bilingual. I went on last. So
that's what's amazing. Tired. Whenever you do bilingual stuff, people go, it's way harder, but it's so much easier because you know, this joke kills more in French, this kills more in English. So you look like just a way better comic.
That's the thing. I just started mixing and matching, and it looked so much more realistic because it's like, okay, he's telling a story in English, but whenever he's speaking as this woman, he's doing it in French because she spoke French.
Yeah.
So and they all understand, so I don't have to
translate. Yeah, it's more realistic.
It was more realistic. It was fun. And so when I was going, they're doing outdoor shows too, so they're trying to do dances or whatever, but there's a guy there with a speaker talking about Jesus and yelling at people for doing crazy shit in a church, right?
Okay.
I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy's pissed because the church was converted into a drag show. You know, so he's out there and I'm walking. He said something when I'm walking in, like, look at this sodomite, like something rant. And
he called you a sodomite?
Yeah, I just waved. And I just kept walking. I go, did he fucking call me a sodomite? But what are you going to do? You can't fight with a guy with a speaker. You're going to look stupid. So I was just like, this is crazy. And he was like,
he a white dude or a black dude?
I think he was Arab. I think he's like an Arab guy who does it in English. And he's telling people to get back to Jesus. And I understand being upset that a church now has Mona de Grenoble in there doing stuff. I get it. I get what you're saying, right? However, that church is not going to last because the neighborhood that it used to be, where families, doesn't exist anymore. It's in front of a fucking Best Buy.
Yeah.
It's whether there's drag shows or not, that ain't lasting.
Yeah.
Let the priests make their money because they're just renting it out for shows. Like our green room, they still have the paintings on the wall of the kids' Sunday school.
Oh really? Shit.
Yeah.
That is so creepy.
Yeah.
It had, and it was all like the stuff I was looking. It was like a caricature, a kid in a wheelchair, a white kid, a black kid, a girl with a veil, and it said equality. Like the message was to show the priest that they're all those kids are equally sexy. Yeah. Like you could take some on the go. So it was it was fun being there, but it is weird thinking that it's a church.
Yeah, that's very fucked up. Mm.
Everyone was excited about you, though. Everyone kept talking to me about the Bourgois episode of Suzuki.
Yeah.
They're like, you and Mike are very patient. Were you guys just patient because you were together so you didn't take it serious? Because that was intense. I thought one of you was going to snap. That's all they're talking about.
The reason why I was patient was because it's like, if he leaves,
we're still there.
Yeah, but actually, it would have been a funny show anyway. Yeah. But I was like, okay, he's been on stage for 3 minutes and he's already angry. And he has to stay for an hour and 45 minutes. So I was like, I gotta pace myself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how we would calm down. But that's so funny. But that's all everyone's talking about. The talk of the town is that. And everyone's getting the references. So it's pretty intense how it exploded. And it's not even public yet.
Yeah.
It's only on Patreon.
It's only on Patreon.
And comics, regular people, everyone knows about it. It's pretty intense.
That's why I'm going to go watch it.
Oh, dude, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's fun. Bourgault might be a genius. He might be a marketing genius.
The day that we did our two-drink minimum last week, day after, he went to see a baseball game, and he wrote, let's go.
He's a marketing genius.
Yeah, he's onto something.
Yeah, yeah. He's the Gigi Hadid of our generation.
Gigi Hadid?
Yeah, he's kind of like the Kim Kardashian of Canadian humor.
He
knows how to market.
Yeah.
There's a sex tape dropping. The sex tape's coming.
I
want to
see.
It's him and the mascot of the Blue Jays.
Let's go. Let's go.
He's fucking the Blue Jays mascot. He's like, let's go, buddy. Marketing fucking genius.
He's out of breath.
Obviously. Imagine fucking a mascot. It'd be insane. So the festival's going. The Nasty Show, is it starting tonight? This is your first night?
Starting tonight.
How psyched are you?
I'm pretty psyched. The only thing I'm nervous about, I don't know any of the guests, any of the acts. So I'm like every act I'm gonna be okay. Adrian, and then I'll have to read their names like over and over again
to not forget.
So Iapolucci, I think Adrian Iapolucci.
I don't know how to say.
I'm not sure. I'll ask her how we pronounce her last name. Yeah. Steph Tolov, I know how to say that. Donald Rawlings.
We know that.
But I'm gonna forget their names because it's not people that I really know. So it was easier like the last time because it was like Ralphie May, that's easy. Artie Lang, that's easy. But now it's all people I don't know.
It's gonna be fun though.
I think it's gonna be fun. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm doing my Human Rights Commission bit, which is an amazing bit to open a Nasty Show with.
100%.
And then since they have an intermission, I'm gonna open the second part with my retarded guy that got beat up in a bar
in Florida.
So I think that's gonna be fun too.
They're gonna like that. Yeah. The factory one.
Yeah. And I think the good thing about that is because I was thinking Nasty Show, a lot of people try to do like sex material. And I'm like, that's not nasty anymore. Like a blowjob joke. Unless you're doing like, unless you go like crazy, crazy far and do jokes about, you know, how you like someone shitting in your mouth. Everything's been done and redone. Yeah. So I was like, I'll go somewhere a bit different. So
it's called a Nasty Show, but it's not about diarrhea. No, it's more of like taking an angle. You're like, oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like taboo stuff. Like I think you're going to be doing one night.
I have to audition for
it.
It's a show at midnight.
I think you're going to do well, though, because your stuff is like very modern, Nasty Show. Because I was talking to a lady. I went to a store yesterday in out west. And I think because of the people like in the West Island still read the Gazette. Everyone was coming up to me and talking to me about the Nasty Show.
Oh shit.
But it was all weird. It was all people going, I used to go every year. I don't like it anymore.
Why?
And they were like, because it's just some of them are just they're just trying to be dirty.
One of the comedians raped me in the parking lot after the show and he said, isn't that funny? Yeah. You get the joke?
God, no. The joke's on you. You got lady.
But yeah, my kid you're gonna raise.
Yeah, she was telling me how she didn't like it because it was all just blowjob jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's not just blowjob jokes. There's going to be like other, you know, sexual jokes. And
it's like, no, it's mostly, you're like, listen, lady, just suck my dick.
Yeah.
Suck my
dick. Those weren't jokes, lady. Get on your knees.
Yeah. You just don't listen.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never seen Donnell do stand up. That'll be interesting, I think.
I don't think I've seen him. I've seen him on panels and I've seen him on podcasts.
Yeah. I like him on podcasts and he seems like a good dude.
Yeah,
Steph Tolov, I've seen do stand up. She's really good. Yeah. She reminds me, like the first time I saw her, I remember I told Michelle, I was like, I was doing a show with her, I think in Toronto. And I told Michelle, I was like, I'm with the Lady Massimo. She's exactly she's the female version of Massimo.
That's such a good, I don't know if it's possible, but that would be amazing. A tour, 30 minutes each of her and Massimo. Yeah. If that ever does happen, people are listening right now. I don't care what city they're in. Pay for the tickets.
Yeah.
For what? Sorry?
Steph Tolov and Massimo doing a half hour each. Pay for the tickets right now. Message them and get them to go on tour together. Because they're both hilarious.
Yeah.
By the way, Massimo, I still think one of the funniest stand-ups. Underappreciated, Massimo. Like, Massimo is insanely hilarious. He was made for stand-up.
Why are you saying, oh, shit?
Because she does look like him.
No, I'm not saying she looks like him. I'm saying her comedy.
Yeah, she's fucking hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah, so please pay for tickets right now.
Because
they look the same. Be like, oh, my God, this is a freak show. They're not even really twins. Like, it's so crazy. No, it's because they're both ridiculously hilarious.
Yeah.
And a lot of comics aren't. Oh, Les Rebelles, first show, success.
Yeah.
So much fucking fun. People were impressed.
Yeah. No, it was fun. It was a good show.
Except for that fucking dog.
That we had Maxime Martin that brought his dog because he has a service animal. What do you call it?
It's not a service animal,
but they call him a Tom Green has one too. It's a therapy dog.
Yeah.
Therapy dog that no one said that was a good idea to have a therapy dog. He did. And usually, like a therapy dog, you'd think if it would be a good idea, it's a dog that he's there and you pet him and he calms it down. Max's dog is just walking around. He goes on stage.
What a fucking. But what's funny is Max was trying to get away with it, but he's not alone now. It's all the rebel, like it's a lot of comics, so they're gonna fuck with him. So Charles Deschamps and his girlfriend took care of that dog for a month, so the dog knows them. So the dog's on stage with him, supposed to stay calm, and it's running off stage because they're calling him and they're throwing stuff at him. They're tricking the dog to run on stage and distract Max. So Max is doing his set, and he's like, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" The dog's running. He's like, "What is that? Is that a ball? Is that tape? What's going on?" So they're just fucking with him mercilessly. It was fucking funny. It was a good
and
time.
I was happy too. Like when I was backstage, because his material was all shit about how the new generation is weak. Pussies. You fucking pussies, we were real men, blah, blah, blah. And then I go on stage and I'm like,
oh, no.
He's saying that the new young guys aren't real men. He has a therapy dog. Yeah, he needs a therapy dog to go on stage.
Huge pop.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, fuck. Like, they just, as soon as he said, they're like, that's a great fucking observation. What the fuck? Why are you talking shit?
That's terrible.
I told Tamar Levac, I was like, I'm going to say that. And I was like, I think that's going to break him. I think he's going to need another therapy animal.
It's so funny.
And then Tamar was like, yeah, in 2 weeks, you'll see him with an owl.
I also brought Tamar on with a leash.
Yeah.
I brought him on my therapy dog and he started pissing. Yeah. It was fucking fun. We got to fix this.
It was a very funny show.
Yeah, I've tried tightening it.
It's okay. It was a very fun show. Yeah. It went not better than expected. I knew it was gonna be fun, but it was the day of the tornado, so it was a little It was very weird.
It was scary to get there, because I was like, because you left before the tornado, but
I got hit during.
Okay,
I'm going and it just starts. I pulled over to the side, because like I can't drive. I can't see.
Daniel Grenier told me the day of the tornado, he was in the country, and there was hail. And he, his car has $25,000 worth of damage.
God damn.
Yeah.
His car?
His car. $25,000.
That's some big
what
fucking
kind of car
hail.
Does he drive? I hope he drives like a $13,000 car.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is, but it's like.
He's like, you know how much it's going to cost me? I have to buy a new $25,000 car. That's the damage report.
Yeah, because he told me he has that insurance, like Valar Neuf.
Gap insurance.
Yeah. So he thought they'd just give him a new car, but they were like, no, we'll fix it. But now
they're going to pay 25 G's to fix it?
Yeah, so when they get gap insurance, so let's say if the car is worth like, I don't know, $40,000, and then you finance $40,000, if your car is now worth $15,000, let's say they would rather pay $25,000 to fix it than give you $40,000. You know
wild.
What I mean? Because you have gap insurance, so that gap that it's no longer it no longer has the value it once had. Like
I don't think it's gap insurance because his insurance is supposed to be if the damages are cost more than what the car does, they just give you a new car instead of fixing it.
You think Madonna has gap insurance?
Like for her vehicles?
No, because he was talking about her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good joke. It went over your head.
Well, she has a big mouth. I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Do you know who Madonna is?
Yeah. Okay. She's the broad that sings.
It's good.
That's a good way to describe her.
I mean, it can't be anyone else.
Oh, the one that looks like an alien like a lizard.
Actually, she does look like an alien lizard.
Yeah,
now.
She does now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does look weird now. Oh, yeah.
Because of the gap in her teeth, Poseidon.
Look oh, that's funny. I didn't know she had a gap teeth. I didn't even know that. I never paid attention to her teeth.
I'm too busy looking at that face. That alien face.
I still don't.
By the way, Saturday, second full, like, crazy arena, Suzukut.
Yeah.
Do you realize a bit how ludicrous this all is?
Yeah. Like, I was looking at the, because you know how Kill Tony is always saying how this is the, they're doing an arena, and it's the biggest arena podcast in the history of the world.
Which is not true.
And then I was looking, like, Suzukut, the show on Saturday, is the third biggest one. So the biggest one is us in Montreal, 21,000. Then there's Chris Ramsey and Rosie Ramsey's podcast in England. They have 12 or 13,000, and we're at 9,000 right now, or 9,200.
What if it sells out?
If we sell out, we're at 12,000. So we might be number one and number two.
That's so retarded.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not sure. I think we're going to be like, and then it's so number one is us. Number two is Chris and Rosie Ramsey. Number three is us. Number four is Chris and Rosie. And then number five is Kill Tony.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that Kill Tony grew the way, because Josh Shapiro was showing, he's like, yo, go look at like the first 5 years. I forgot what it was. And it was, he's like, he was a little, he just had that concept of how he wanted to work. Yeah. And he just kept working
at
it.
It's such a good show.
Such a fucking smart show. And the fact that he stuck with it, and the whole crew, Red Man, everybody did their job. And then it's when it started exploding, it fucking exploded. Yeah. That's the kind of shit I like to see.
Yeah.
That's the stick-to-itiveness. Because I notice a lot of people in this industry, they give up. Yeah. Like, they even podcasts. Did you know? What was that statistic? Fuck, this is crazy. Apparently, 99% of podcasts don't go past, like, episode 20 or some shit.
I remember the average audience for podcasts, it's probably gone down now. Gone down since there are more podcasts, but used to be the average podcast I think had 29 listeners
episode. Shit.
20, not even listeners, 29 listens.
Oh, fuck.
So it could be like one guy listening five times.
Yeah, he's like, I'm very excited.
90% of podcasts don't get past episode 3.
Oh shit.
Of the remaining podcasters left, 90% will quit after episode 20.
Okay.
We are in the top 1% of podcasts by merely publishing 30 episodes.
Oh, so we're in the top 0.00.
Yeah.
But you know what the thing is? Because people who start podcasts, a lot of people, either they think it's instant, you do one podcast, you're famous, or they don't know the work. When you start a podcast, think about it like you're starting a business, a restaurant. Yeah. You have a huge runway in the beginning where you're going to develop your style, you're going to grow your fan base. It could take years, right? And then, you know, your equipment, you upgrade. It takes time.
Yeah.
Nothing worth doing. It happens instantly. Everything takes some time.
The only and the thing I find weird with podcasting, a lot of people, they'll ask me, like, they go, hey, I started a podcast. How do I make money? But you can't think about that in episode two.
At all.
Like, but a lot of people are like, look, I've been doing this for almost a month now. How do I make money? I'm not going to do this for free forever. But you have to do it for free, like, until it starts making money.
Yeah, and we're lucky, too, because you know, not just, you know, grows ads, this and that, but even without ads, we're lucky because our other business, which is being stand-ups, it's our billboard.
Yeah, this helps.
This helps. Whereas if you're just doing that and it doesn't even help your regular business, it is a struggle. Like, you got to figure out what you're doing this for, but nothing's instant. You got to put work in.
There was a guy, like, I don't want to mention his name because I'm going to talk shit about him, but there's a guy about my age on the French side that does comedy that... his last tour was about the same time as my last tour was, not Noir, the one before. And he's doing stand-up again, but everyone forgot that he did stand-up because he was just, he's like a media guy.
Yeah,
so he did radio, he did TV, and now he's going back to stand-up, and people are like, they don't care about him. Yeah, but when you have a podcast, even if I don't do stand-up, people remember
you're
a stand-up because that's all we do is we talk about stand-up.
Yeah.
So even if you haven't seen me on stage in 10 years, you're like, okay, he must still do stand-up. That's all he fucking talks about.
So the good idea would be for more people to do... I mean, us at the studio, we got there's people that are not in stand-up at all that are requesting now to come for us to produce their podcast. And it's like related to like construction and shit like that.
Mm.
But like multiple episodes, like we want to book for 20 episodes. We want to do this, we want to do that, which is crazy.
Because
the people that should be doing podcasts aren't. And the people that really shouldn't are.
Yeah.
It's wicked.
Yeah, but also like it, tying it to your business is a smart idea. Like we, at some point, we had some real estate guys
rent
a studio. Like their podcast was actually
good,
very interesting.
Yeah,
it was good, and especially since because real estate agents are very like it's their own business as well, so it could be really well like it's actually useful.
And it was interesting. He said some words there. He made.
I'm sorry.
It could be really well useful.
No.
Could be really well useful and such.
No, no,
and of the such.
As you were from before.
In summation.
Yeah, but I was hoping they continue and they stopped.
I was hoping they continue and they stop.
Do you think they stopped because you were creeping them out?
Yeah.
Or do you think they continued doing it but somewhere else?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Hey, if they did, whatever. But no, the brother was in... they were two brothers in real estate. And then the other brother quit real estate.
Are you you're talking about those two guys that they renovate stuff on TV?
Oh, yeah.
No,
The Flip'em Brothers or whatever they call them.
No. These guys, they were two brothers and they were both in real estate. They had their licenses. Guys? No, Quebecois.
The Lucas brothers.
No. And so I think one of the brothers quit the business.
One of my brothers quit.
And he was like, oh, I see what you guys are doing. And then the other brother was like, fuck this.
Okay.
Man, fuck this.
But it was actually interesting. Because they were talking about like the weird shit they see.
The inside baseball of real estate.
Yeah.
What I love about podcasting, though, is if you start getting into something very niche, like let's say like fucking people collecting paper cups.
Oh, yeah, like from fast food places.
Yeah. That's not a real thing, I don't think. But sure if you Google, there's probably a podcast or like a million podcasts. All they talk about are fucking paper cups. From fast food places.
I don't know about the podcast, but there is. You could even go on eBay right now. No. They have people collect. Do you remember the first Batman from Tim Burton?
Yeah.
There's collectors that still have the cups, the themed Batman cups from Burger King.
Okay.
God damn.
Those were big things back then. Like, it was a big deal.
And
they
used to make them out of plastic, so they're probably still, like, good quality.
But yeah, that's a good thing. We need more plastic in the world.
Yeah.
That's what's missing, really.
Fuck the turtles.
Fuck these turtles. They got to learn, bro.
Yeah.
They got to fucking learn. Do you think the green movement... I think the green movement is going to slowly kill itself. Because every time they're being put up, like in Congress, whenever they're being asked questions, they look dumb as shit. They asked one of the guys now, because he goes, you're pushing the government to put electric cars. Everyone has to buy electric cars. And now he's like, yeah, of course. He's like, do you know how much it would take on the grid? And he's like, oh, no. He's like, well, I'll tell you. And he gives him the number. And he goes, yeah, we don't have that kind of power now. That would be impossible. Like, where are we going to get that from? And in order to make it, we'd have to do X, Y, Z thing, which would destroy the planet.
Okay.
And the guy's just staring at him. And then he goes, I got another question for you. If right now the entire planet just stops, no more cars, no more nothing. No more, how many degrees is the planet going to adjust by? And he's like, zero, like less than one. And he's like, so you want to destroy economies, kill livelihoods, kill all these people for less than 1 degree? And the guy's staring at me. He's like, this is preposterous.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, bro. This makes everything look dumb.
The green people on the green side should get some, like a couple of right-leaning dudes that like to drink and talk shit just to practice with.
100%. Yeah.
To just, it's like, it's basically like doing an open mic with hecklers.
Oh.
So then they practice. So because there's got to be the right answer for that.
Of course. You know what the right answer is? The right answer is, okay, we can't stop. I know we can't stop everything, but let's try less waste and less pollution. So, for example, there are ways. Forget the energy. It's still going to take energy, but there are ways for these factories to create what they're creating without dumping waste into the fucking water. Let's start there, you know? Not with Poseidon's car. Let's start with the big stuff. But they don't do it because you can't touch those big companies. Mm. They control everything, so they don't want to talk shit. But the real people that are causing pollution, all that, are like 4 or 5 companies.
Yeah.
But you can't talk about it.
And the ones that aren't causing pollution, they sell their credits.
Which is stupid. To the big companies. So they're just going to keep polluting.
They shouldn't have credits.
No, the credits are dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
It should be, look, this is what you're allowed to pollute. If you pollute more than that, we're shutting you down.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even be fines. It should be we're shutting you down.
I'd go one further. You're not allowed to pollute. If you're going to produce waste, you have to contain, take care of that waste. You can't be like, oh, well, some of it's going to go in the river. None of it should be in the fucking... There shouldn't be 3... eyeballed fish.
Yeah, that's absurd.
And gay frogs.
Yeah.
There's gay people. There shouldn't be drag queen frogs. This is crazy. Like, just control your fucking pollution, bro.
I'm picturing frogs putting on lipstick.
Because you're not allowed. If I, like, here at the bar or at your house, you can't just throw your trash out in the street.
They should make, you know how they used to have those cartoons where the girl would kiss a frog and he'd turn into a prince? It'd be amazing if she kissed the frog and he was like, ew, a girl.
Oh, amazing.
Grody. That's disgusting.
And then it's like Greenpeace and it goes, are you tired of these frogs being gay? Write to your congressman today. Ew, cooties.
That's really funny.
There's something about
that. That's fucking hilarious.
It's like, how am I going to find the right frog? They're all a bunch of homosexuals.
They're all gay frogs.
And then you have like gay rights activists like, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or not. That'd be fucking hilarious. They need to just tell the truth. Be like, look, we're not gonna stop everyone from just let's stop polluting. Because if they I would just stop those companies, we'd be way better off.
But like whenever, like any activist, you always start becoming an activist because you're fed up with the way the world is. And then you fucking go overboard and you become like you go too far. And then you don't realize that you annoy the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Like all of the green people, what they're saying, they're like, it if comes they from just a good place. Fucking, if they just calm down a little, we'd listen to them. But they're fucking judging everyone. So you're like, go fuck yourself.
It's
go,
like the Jesus guy. Yourself.
Yeah.
Outside the church with the speaker.
Yeah.
I understand you. In his eyes, he's like, I want to save people's souls because he thinks we're all going to hell. So I get that his intention is good, but his method of going about it, being like, that's fucking gay.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It's crazy. Because now you're just being a dick to people.
I saw a guy like that in Switzerland. I didn't think they had those crazy everywhere. Fucking people like that in Europe. And there was a guy in Switzerland. And he was, but it was very weird because he was yelling at people, telling them they were going to hell. And then he'd sing like R&B songs.
Like what?
But like Jesus R&B songs.
Real talk.
Yeah, but it was
Jesus
like,
died for your sins because you bitches is sinful. Real talk.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Like it was very weird. Like I was like, what the fuck? Like I watched him for about like 10 minutes and he'd end his song that was like, it felt like a Boyz II Men song. And then he'd start yelling at people. And it was funny.
That's awesome.
Because people would come towards him when he was singing. And then the song would end and he'd yell at them. And then they'd just leave.
Oh, my God.
And then he'd sing funny. Again. They'd come back. Like, I don't think it was the same people.
How weird is that?
Yeah. Very bizarre.
Him singing Jesus Real Talk. That's the best.
And he looked like a pimp because he was he had like all
like a
of
white
the,
pimp?
Like he was a black dude and all of his helpers or whatever.
Oh, he had disciples
were
with
chicks.
Him?
They were all chicks. So it felt very like...
culty.
Very culty, yeah.
Do you remember that guy that he was tricking his disciples? He was like a preacher. He was a black guy. To suck his dick. Because he said that his semen was like the way to God or some shit.
Oh, really?
So these chicks were like swallowing his load. And he's like, yeah, that's like purifying you.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Suck the cock of the Lord.
Mm. Very Dude, that's gullible. Fucked up.
A lot of people are like they get power. And their lunacy comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far can I go with this?
It's the same as like famous people.
Yeah.
Like whenever you see famous people that are fucking crazy, you're like, if that guy worked at A&W, he'd still be crazy, but he'd keep it inside. And he'd be like, I can't, people can't know how stupid I am.
Did you guys know that when you're famous enough, you can grab these chicks by the pussy? You can just grab them pussy. Pussy first. You got to be famous.
Do you think?
He was right though, Trump. We laugh at that.
Yeah.
He didn't say he does it. He says you can get famous enough, you grab it, no one say. And that's the problem, is that when you become like like that kind of celebrity, people don't say anything when you're doing stupid shit, but they should.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I don't know, like Tom Cruise. No, bro, you can't throw a fit and break a plate because they overcooked your steak. That's unheard of. Shut the fuck up.
Does he do that? Does Tom
Cruise? Jumps on couches.
Yeah.
But a lot of celebrities I've heard that they're really mean.
Yeah.
Like something doesn't go the way, they're not like, oh, okay, give me this. They're like, what the fuck? You know, I said this. It's like, dude, you're a human being. Go fuck yourself.
And plus, you should know if you're famous. Like, they're like, if I'm a waiter and Tom Cruise is a dick, the first thing I'm doing is telling everyone. I'm telling everyone. And then I'll even fucking film myself, like, touching his food to put it on my Instagram.
I think I know they're nice to you. I went to a restaurant on Sunday. I brought the wife to eat barbecue in Laval. I just wanted meats. And they were very nice to me. And I guess one of the people that worked there, he knew who I was. Because while the guy was explaining the menu, he came by. He's like, hey. He grabs the waiter. He goes, in French, he goes, fais attention à mon pantalon, huh? And then he walked out. I was like, oh, they're nice. You know, they watch podcasts and stuff. And they were super nice. Like, they kept asking if anything's good. The manager kept coming by. But they're probably, when they talk amongst themselves, they're going to be like, yo, this fucking pantalon guy. Only eats meat. Cause he's like, all right, so where are the sides? I go, there are no sides. I'll like half a pound of this meat, half a pound of that meat, some salmon. And the guy's like, are you serious? I go, yeah, don't bring me the bread, bro. I'm not gonna eat the fucking bread. I'm not gonna eat the other stuff. Just give me the fucking meat. So all they saw me eat was just pork belly. It was just me eating fucking 2 pounds of meat. So that they're gonna talk about. I'm like, this is a weirdo. But it's cause that's how I want to enjoy it. I didn't want to feel shitty with like bread. And I cause they had barbecue. It's a nice barbecue place. So I wanted just the meat.
Yeah,
I like barbecue meat.
Yeah, barbecue is
fucking
delicious. What
are the sides like in a barbecue place? They probably have like broccoli.
No, I unless I'm
carrots.
But they had they didn't have. I remember they had like mashed potatoes.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's very like
it's like Texas.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Mashed potatoes and
cornbread. They yeah. had the, they had a piece. They a probably nice piece have of corn bread.
Too. Or
I
no?
didn't ask, but they might have had corn. Nice place. So like fun place. It's just it's like very Texas themed. It's just we really wanted some meat. I'm gonna go back. They were nice to us, and I had fun eating meat. I'm gonna order more meat next time.
I have a question. Do you guys think like that pimp in Switzerland? He resorted to that because business is slow. Because of all the gay stuff?
I don't think he was an actual pimp. I think.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay. He looked like him. A lot of preachers
seem pimpy.
He was just dressed nice. He was dressed kind of like James Brown, like he and his music. Like I was saying, it's R&B, but he was like
soul.
Yeah, kind of soul. So he was, and I think he's probably like just a real singer that things weren't going that good. So he was like, if I fucking mix the
transition to Jesus
stuff, I might get people. The same as like a lot of singers, like if you suck as a singer, if you start doing Christian rock, then you have more chances of finding an audience. Or you do like kids music, like if you're like, I'm gonna do rock but for children, they it's easier to make it. I think,
why don't you do acting for children?
I don't know, I haven't thought
did
about
you
it.
You googled James Brown? Had yeah. you had you had you didn't know James Brown?
I had heard of him, but not. What did he sing? I'm trying to think of what he sang, but I don't.
Didn't
think
he sing
I know.
Tutti Frutti?
Yeah, yeah. There's an interview of James Brown, drunk out of his fucking mind on CNN. Like he got into a fight with his wife, and she tried to leave the house, and then he took out his gun and he was shooting. I think at the car or in the air,
like a man.
And then he's drunk. Google James Brown drunk interview.
Oh, he's the guy that sang Man's World.
You had him at shooting towards his wife. Besides, already a fan.
Yeah, Google James Brown drunk interview. It's the best thing because he answers by singing. Like he.
Oh,
he,
I want to see this.
Oh yeah,
1988. He's is this James Brown's strangest interview yeah. ever?
Yeah, that's
ever.
Let's see.
It's a man's okay. world.
Do you want to put some volume?
Yeah, yeah, just a second.
He looks normal. Be nothing without a woman.
Just the mouse is only half working for some reason.
All right, I
remember like how film used to look, you know, when they would tape stuff.
Yeah,
it's funny how everything's a little blown out.
Oh shit!
assaulting his wife, and he's smiling like, "Yappy bitch!"
Assaulting his wife, shooting at her and the car she was in.
This guy's awesome.
Look at him.
From Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Put the volume
living
up
in America.
What?
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this is the first
time. He's fucking mental. Look at him. Look at him with those
music.
You want to talk about music?
Look at
you
his
don't
crazy glasses.
No, it's all over.
Well,
he's working, working at a factory.
When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No, you guys, you're the Catamuchis. No, I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
Oh, he's out of it.
Look at him. He has got the coke mouth, but the fucking drunk eyes.
I've got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days.
Look at him dance.
This is amazing.
We have to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing?
He's yelling, "Hello, Ted," because he's on CNN.
I'm getting a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good.
This is amazing.
Now, I understand that you have already.
I'm real.
I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
Yes, I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle.
He's wearing the gloves, a shitty wig.
What do you think
that is? What did you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
I shoot at them.
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
What do you think that is? You
look good. I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh.
God damn, he's creepy, eh?
We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are.
This used to be CNN,
Jesus
bro.
Jesus Christ.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The Second Coming. It's out of Augusta, Georgia's ankle. Joseph P. Young.
Now he's going to become religious.
James Brown, one of his advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming. It features on this week, I think we have the Pope. And
the Pope.
Oh yeah, press pause. He's talking about a magazine, like a religious magazine that he's the publisher. So he's there because he shot his wife, and he's drunk and he's coked up and he's singing, and now he's talking about a magazine.
We got a good article on the Pope. This is crazy.
What a crazy fucking man.
By the way, this is why when people play rock star video games like GTA. This is why GTA games are amazing, because they make fun of all this.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a little exaggerated. No, they just, what Rockstar does is they take all these moments and it's always one of these moments in the game world.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Oh, you guys wanna?
Yeah,
I want to see the end of this.
Others. Mm-hmm. And last,
look at that hair.
And next week we're gonna have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover.
Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover.
Ted Turner from CNN.
James,
billionaire
we want to
Ted.
Thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and giving
minute,
us an
I just
opportunity.
Got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say another thing.
Okay,
I
go
love
ahead.
You. I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me
as
though you're not troubled by
look
any
of those
this
teeth.
At all.
This is a man's world.
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while.
Imagine, he shot his wife and he's yelling, this is a man's world.
He's right, he shot her.
Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
Jesus
Hasta luego.
Christ.
Oh, shit.
This guy's
he
awesome.
Really wanted to prove
I love
to
that
you
then they have Charlie Sheen right after.
That was a good interview, too. Yeah. That was the Tiger Blood interview, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
Watch it?
Yeah, I
want
to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. I miss
Charlie
it.
Sheen in a while. That's a great
wild.
Man.
Drugs. Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't say that, because now we're going to see someone who did great on drugs. I'm not bipolar, bro.
Yes, good morning again, George. And he claims no drugs right now, but we did talk a lot about his past drug use. Charlie Sheen has never been more candid
look
about it and makes
concerned
no excuses
she is.
For it. He also shared with us some of what really happened that night last month when he was rushed to the hospital after a drug-filled night with porn stars.
That's amazing.
Your anger
look
and your
him.
Hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion
it's not hate, it's
is
passion.
Coming off
my
as
passion.
Erratic
right.
to people.
I love his
you
voice.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah, because it just, it fires in a way that
pause
is,
for a second.
Unplug this bastard.
You know, he said it's not hate, it's passion. I just imagine, like, it's not hate, it's passionate. I'm passionate about black people.
Yeah.
I'm just passionate. I'm just,
that's funny.
Is that why do all these crazy guys have wigs? That's also a wig, right?
Is it?
That doesn't look like real hair.
Let's see how he moves.
No one has, like, he's probably 55 there. No one has that.
Maybe
hair
it's real.
That
or
thick.
A toupee, maybe.
Yeah, well, a toupee is a wig.
From this particular terrestrial realm.
Terrestrial realm.
I think some of those things that you're putting out there are making
he's
people
smoking.
Think something's wrong with you.
That's up to, that has nothing to do with me, really. I mean, they're entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff as they must.
Some
you
are,
a doctor of. What
some
are, you
are saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
This
I'm
by
winning.
I forgot how awesome he is.
Yeah, I'm by winning. I didn't know that's where winning came from. I'm by winning.
Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out to you to try and help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And
Sean Penn,
and they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Well, they didn't give me any advice, and within that, there's great advice.
Mel Gibson told me to watch out for the Jews.
So, you know, just to see, it's oftentimes as unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes to
mind. Why is he doing this interview? Like, why? Like, that's because he's obviously going through a mental breakdown.
His publicist is like, look, man, this doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Everyone says you're batshit crazy. He's like, I'm not batshit crazy. I'm winning. Yeah. He's like, okay, we got to set up an interview. You got to be cool. Be cool, bro, so we can show America that you're not crazy. He's like, I got this.
I hope that was the thumbnail.
This thing's taking a shit.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, damn.
Winning.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender. I use a vacuum cleaner. I use,
think he banged
household
her?
Items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes. When was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA stupid expression or term. I don't remember.
I love him.
I do not
he
remember.
He is so
a week
good.
Ago, 2 weeks God ago, damn. 2 days ago,
6 weeks. I don't know.
God damn. I want to have AIDS
before
now.
Before the suits rolled in and said, change it, change everything. We're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time you took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive. You know,
what are we talking about?
How he's much? Got a very Trump feel.
Man, I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. Yeah. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Crack. He was smoking crack.
Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different. You know, I get tiger blood, man.
You don't worry that you're tiger blood. Take that many drugs.
Dying's for fools.
What kind of an idiot
dying
dies?
Is for fools.
What kind of a dummy dies?
What? God damn.
He's like, lady, do you know a lot of idiots?
Dying is for fools. Oh, fuck. That
That's
means
amazing.
Everyone he knows that died in his head, he's like, what a dummy.
What a fucking idiot.
Forgot to breathe. Dumb.
Why don't you just not die, Steve, you fucking dipshit?
You know, if he wasn't so serious, if this wasn't real, like what he's, it would have been great satire.
I mean, it kind of is because he clearly does not give a fuck. Because other people would put on a mask for this, and he's like, "I don't."
That's
care.
A beautiful thing about mental illness. Yeah. You don't give a fuck.
I love that.
Yeah,
he's like, "I don't care. This is all fake." Because first of all, her concern is fake too.
Yeah,
if we analyze this, she's like, "Charlie Sheen is doing drugs. You dumb bitch! Yeah. Right outside your studio, there's a bunch of people who lost everything because of drugs. You don't care." You don't
and if
care.
You did care about him, you wouldn't ask him questions. You'd bring him to rehab. Mm.
That's true.
Yeah.
I will not entertain because that's how people go down. I'm too smart to do that. So, you know, I'm sorry for the guys that happened to, but you know, you should have read the directions before you showed up at the party. You know.
So you actually have a strategy about how you take your drugs?
No, I just have a couple of rules. I don't know if it's a strategy.
You're clean right now.
Sure.
So is this better now? Your life now, clean with your children.
Yeah.
Is
no,
it
it's
better
perfect.
Than
it's not
being
better.
On drugs?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. No, it doesn't compare. They're whole different realities. You know, there's great things about both, but. What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I've come back from a place that, you know, people can put labels on it and they can figure all this stuff out. They can try to like normalize it, boring, stupid, you know, and it's fine. But for me, it's I've
it is Trump-esque.
Yeah,
calling.
Yeah, happened in a blink of an eye, and I'm totally excited by it. You know,
are you worried you're going to relapse?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not going to. Period. The end.
But how do you
I blinked
know?
And I blinked and I cured my brain. That's how. Everybody has the power just because everybody, you know, can't is the cancer of happen. Mm-hmm. Can't is the cancer of happen. I can't do
I
it.
I love
the
how Nike he repeats it just to think, it. Oh, it's going to sound smart if I say it twice.
This is going
to
be a soundbite.
Yeah. Can't is the cancer.
Look at those eyes.
Can't is just the cancer that of happen. That means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
That means nothing. He just said words.
Just do it, man.
But you love to party.
I mean, what's not to love?
Especially
when you see how I party, man. It was epic. The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
The last time.
Droopy-eyed, armless children.
God damn.
Well, the run he was
God
on was
damn.
Porn stars, yeah, coke, yeah. Crack, heroin. Like, he went nuts. And for a while, he was like on a giant bender.
For like few years.
He was hanging and banging for months, yeah.
God. I wonder how many chicks he gave AIDS to. Because he doesn't have AIDS, but he's HIV positive. So
that's the same thing.
It's the same thing. But it's like the early part.
But he didn't get it from sex. He got it from heroin.
Did he?
I think so, because he kept doing drugs. Because apparently it's very hard for straight dudes to get AIDS. That's what a gay guy told me.
When you use drugs, are you disgusted with yourself? Or do you think, how could I have done that?
Because I imagine him banging without condoms and sometimes hitting the wrong hole. Like, so he's
the wrong hole on the wrong gender.
Yeah.
He fucked a lot of bellboys in the ass.
I can picture, look at those eyes. He's had like a weird threesome with a dude.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He's had a weird threesome with two dudes.
Maybe that's how he got HIV, but I would think it would be drug use because of needle sharing, because he does that shit a lot, but you never know.
But drugs also make you do all kinds of crazy shit, apparently.
apparently. Yeah. I like how he added at the end. Apparently, yeah. I don't know anything about that.
you were into Coke a while, right?
Allegedly.
Classic okay. and Pepsi.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay. But and did that make you do weird gay sex stuff?
No, almost, actually. Well, oh, fuck. That's so funny.
Well, I took my pants off once in a McDonald's after I drank the Coke, so.
There's that. No, but you were almost seduced by
it. It's true, I was,
the
yeah.
rainbow side.
Yeah, it's true. Oh.
Yeah, they were working on him for a good couple of months.
Well, there was an attempt at seduction.
For a while, and he didn't see that he was slowly getting seduced, and then once it was too obvious in the car, he's like, oh, fuck, they're trying to bang me.
Yeah, and I was like, ah, this is fucking weird.
And I called it like a month before, but he wasn't listening to me. Oh, I go, really? You don't find it weird that you keep getting invited? Yeah. And he's like, no, bro.
So they were paying for everything? They'd invite you places? They'd pay for everything?
No, they wouldn't pay. No. It was just chilling
part of the
with
team.
The boys. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Going
you
out,
guys
having
go
fun.
Swimming.
Gay clubs.
Let's go pick up chicks. That was the usual
thing.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Funny. There was never any chicks, right? And it was always a bunch of dudes. And the chicks that would come would like to dance with their gay friends that were the guys that you were there with.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. I was fucked up during those.
But you noticed. You told me you noticed one time that it was like just a lot of dudes. Like there was a time that you noticed something was wrong. You're like, wait a second.
Oh yeah, it was a club. It's a nice bar too. It was a gay night.
Yeah.
So I walk into the. This was the funniest shit.
He's like, these guys are all nice to me. Everyone.
Well, no, because
so
the thing is, it was dudes and women. So it was all lesbians and all gay dudes. But I didn't.
And when you walked in, the demographic didn't change.
It didn't change. It was still women and men. But I didn't know. I didn't know they were lesbians, and I didn't know they were gay dudes. Yeah. You know. So
I learned the hard way.
So you know, we're having drinks and stuff, and we're talking. We're like, oh, she seems cute, and there's that. And the friend, he goes, she's a lesbian. I go, oh, that sucks. Oh well, whatever. What about that one? Oh, she's a lesbian too. I'm like, what the fuck? All these women are lesbians here. I start getting mad, and then they all started staring at me like. Like, weirdly?
Because gay guys and lesbians have a rivalry.
Yeah, they generally don't go to the same place.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like
the Crips and the Bloods.
Yeah, or like the dwarves and the elves. Yeah. They don't like each other in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm giving you metaphors that you'll understand.
You're geeking it up for me. Yeah. But yeah, I remember, and then I thought about it later on, like when the dude was even weirder, and I was like, fuck yeah, that was a weird... Party, like I didn't even stay. I just left. I was like, okay, there's no point of being here.
All these dudes are nice, but these chicks are so mean.
Yeah.
Very butch women yelling at me. The dudes are so polite, though. No one wants to fight me. They're all super nice. They're helping me out, but these bitches are fucking angry. Yeah. And then when he figured out, it was so funny.
How'd you figure out?
The guy tried to make out with him.
Yeah.
In your car?
No, he brought me home. And
he kissed you goodnight?
No, he was like he was like
we should make out.
Oh, hold on. No, hold on. Let me.
What song was playing?
I don't fucking remember. I just found it weird.
Never gonna dance.
He goes to drop
again.
Me off.
The best song would be Turn Around every now and then. Why do you want me to turn around?
Have you heard the French version?
No.
Tourneron.
Oh God.
It's that most.
That's a real thing,
dude. It's a real. Can you find out Tourneron, Turn Around French version? Who sings it? Because he probably knows the singer.
With audio.
Yeah. With audio. We have no choice.
Play it without the audio.
What else? Tu sais que quelquefois je me sens seul et perdu. Est-ce que tu me reviendras? Je te
oh, that's a bunny.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Est-ce que tu te souviendras de moi?
Sur la terre entière. So stupid.
Lower the volume.
Est-ce que tout ça va changer? Je tourne rond. Solitude, mon mieux. Moi qui ne sais qu'être deux. That's so sad for Bonnie Tyler when she realized I don't have another hit in me. So let me just fucking translate this song into 19 languages.
Tourne rond. Now she's doing it in English. All right, Poseidon, we got it. We're going to get demonetized and taken down.
Her voice is fucking weird.
This seems like a forced song.
It sounds like she owes money to the Mexican mob.
Yeah. It used to make me laugh so much. When I first heard it, I was like, this is so... It felt like a parody.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's wacky.
Yeah, I know my... Trust me, I know my French music. I'm a cultured man. I know about that woman who's singing in French. Is she a Quebecer or I think it's?
It's probably French, France, from France. Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Tourneron, huh?
Because they look like, and they probably filmed that though in North America.
Yeah, because the snow.
Yeah, they probably filmed it in Quebec.
Tourneron.
Because
and then Quebecers be like, "What the fuck's going on?"
It feels like a French lady that's happy to be in Quebec, so she's petting like a wolf. Was she petting a wolf?
Yeah, some kind of animal. Yeah,
some kind of weird cat.
Some kind of weird canine.
Yeah,
I think maybe a lynx.
Maybe a lynx.
You ever seen a lynx in real life? What's that?
No.
They have a fascinating ears.
Yeah. They got the fur at the tips and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're big.
Is it useful for anything, or is it just like design?
They need to hear.
Or is it all looks? I mean the way that like the shot, the
let
pointy.
Me ask you, when you were in elementary school, I don't know if you did this. Did you ever have a class where they gave you like worms that you had to grow out of their shell?
Yes,
and shit?
I hated that shit.
And you had to keep them.
I hated that shit.
It just came in my head right now. Do you remember this?
I didn't have that.
In elementary, I remember I had like, it was like a plastic container and there was like sand in it, right? And you had, I think they started off as worms and then they would have to evolve like Pokemon into hard shell things. You have to have them for like a couple of months or whatever the
fuck. Damn.
And I think it would stink. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it would stink. And then there was this one weird kid in class. He was like a pro at that shit because he liked bugs. And then like he had like a collection of bugs and he'd bring pet bugs all the time to school and people would freak out. It was a mess.
Yeah, I remember they made us take care of like little creatures.
That's weird.
Yeah, and then what did we do when they were done though? Did they just kill them?
I think they were just tossed them in the bin.
Probably.
Ooh, yeah.
But those were living beings. How
well? Oh, yeah, I remember. I think they would just toss them. And then the weird kid, because there was always that one weird kid that was really into bugs, he got really upset and he started crying when the teacher started tossing them out. She's like, no, the project's done. She's like, no, give me my bugs. And was like freaking out. Like,
let the kid keep the bugs.
But yeah. That kid is all, yeah, he's like everyone else grew these things from infant to adult.
And they're getting rid of
them. And they're like, fuck them.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, because that's the thing. I don't think I threw it out. I think I put it in the sand in behind where the doors are for where the kids play, that little park. I threw in the sand there because I didn't want. Why did I throw in the garbage?
Oh,
crazy.
So maybe they were putting them out in the wild, but the kid didn't want them out in the wild, and I thought they were throwing them.
Yeah,
in
I don't
the
think.
Bin. Yeah,
garbage.
No, I don't think.
That'd
they,
be insane.
No, I don't think they actually threw them in the garbage. Maybe I thought that, but they must have done the same thing. The
I
teachers.
When I was little, they in school they had us. They gave us eggs that we had to bring home and then until they'd hatch. And my dad told me to bring the eggs back. And he went to see the class in the school. And he was like, this is stupid. You're going to have people that live in the city that'll have like baby chickens in their house? What the fuck?
That is retarded.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And did the teacher admit like, ah, this
they,
might be dumb?
Like, so everyone brought them back.
Your dad started mutiny?
Yeah, my dad started a fucking...
Oh! Dude, my mom got into a fight at Utrecht Metro.
Okay.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like 3 days ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was a lady in her 50s, between 50 and 60, and she was with some kid like 17 years old, and he had like his hair, long hair, over his face, and she kept like touching him, like grabbing his balls, his asshole.
What?
And my mom's like, can you stop? Like, this is disgusting. What are you doing? Can you stop? And the lady's like, mind your business. This is none of your business. And my mom, being my mom, she's like, when I see something improper, it becomes my business.
Jesus
Christ.
So she
starts yelling, and she starts telling the kid, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you letting this happen? You have nothing to say for yourself. You're not ashamed. And the kid, apparently, he wasn't looking up. He was just, like, embarrassed. And she's like, what's going on here? And then the lady starts yelling, I'm going to call the police. I was like, call the police. Call the police right now. And then some Jewish man came and he's like, what's all the commotion? And my mom's like, this stupid bitch, you know? And look at what she's doing. And then the Jewish man's like, what's going on here? Because the lady's like saying my mom's harassing her. So the guy that was like on the lady's side in the beginning, he's like, what's going on? And then he sees that she's grabbing this kid and my mom's like, look at what she's doing. And the lady's like, we're in love. I'm in love. And the guy's like, ugh, you're like 70. What do you mean you're in love? This is disgusting. She's right, you know? So he says, yeah, it's none of your business. I'm gonna call the cops. I'm gonna call the fucking police. And then the lady got on the bus and they kept the kid there. So they separated them.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Mom's like, get out of here. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You should be ashamed. Ashamed. Get the fuck out of here.
Goddamn. She was pulling an old man move basically on like.
But how funny is my mom's like, call the police. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do? Like, your mother didn't do anything wrong.
But that's right. I was like, you're fucking molesting a kid. Like, go.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Did that kid
Holy
know the
shit.
Lady?
Apparently not, because they got separated. And the kid just sat there, took it. Mom was like, look at this
what
fucking.
The
mom
fuck?
Was like, look at this dumb kid. Who knows what is she paying and whatever. What a stupid kid. Yeah, mom doesn't mind her business.
God damn. That's weird to see that. That's the first time I hear that about.
And then the Jewish guy was telling my mom, thank you, madame. You did a good job. You know, nobody ever talks. My mom talks all the time. She yells at people in the bus. Like, if you know the scene that you see in movies, there's a pregnant lady up and there's a kid singing. My mom's that person, that kid sitting. My mom's that person. She's like, hey, what are you, stupid? Like, she'll yell at them, get up. What's wrong with you? You don't see, and just make them feel like idiots. And like, oh, fuck, okay. She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, what are you, she's an old lady. What are you going to do? You're not going to scrap it with an old lady.
What are
you going to
do? She doesn't care. She's not scared of anyone.
Yeah. She's
like, what are you going to do? She goes, fuck off. Call the cops. What are you going to do? I'm not scared of you. She goes, get the fuck out of here. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
And she's going to get beat up one day.
No, I doubt.
Someone's going to beat the shit out of her, bro. She has a big mouth.
You think so?
Yeah, you're going to find crazy kids one day.
Yeah, it's true,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Fuck. No, I don't think even a crazy kid wouldn't hit an old lady.
Yeah, well, she's not old like Kane old, right? She's an older woman, so you never know. Somebody might get mad, but she's very fucking feisty. Doesn't give a fuck about anything.
She might get hit by an older lady.
Maybe.
Like a drunk chick in her 50s.
Like the lady that was like, touching the kid.
Yeah, that kid. Because your mom's what, in her 60s?
Yeah, mom's 70s.
So...
I'm sorry.
Jesus. I'm sorry. I almost just 70, died.
73, if you want to exactly.
I almost Jesus just Christ died.
Well, he was turned on by that. Sinner said,
Kane.
Dude, I almost fell. The fucking mechanism fucking unlocked.
You're looking for a hot 73 year old. Fucking lunatic.
Sorry about that, boys.
I couldn't control my erection. She's in her 73.
So a girl in her, like a lady in her 50s.
Might attack her.
Might attack her. Yeah, but not a dude.
Maybe
you'd
not
have
a dude
to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, maybe not a dude. I think that lady may have attacked her because she was getting aggressive. If it wasn't for the other guy that came, the Jewish guy that showed up. The Jewish guy apparently turned. She's like, he turned his attitude so quickly because at first he like thought my mom was the bad guy. And then when he saw what's happening, he's like, oh yeah, he goes, you're disgusting. What's going on here?
Yeah.
He's like, get you. Because while she's talking, she had her hand in his pants.
Jesus Christ.
So my mom was like, look at this. This is improper. She was yelling.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Fucking people, bro, are lunatics.
Yeah bro. Especially like after the pandemic, it's gotten worse, I find.
And I forgot, because I don't take public transit. So I know this was my reality when I used to take public transit. You know, you notice, but I don't take it anymore. So I forget. I'm like, that's so rare. But if you actually take the metro and the bus, you're going to see all kinds of crazy shit in this city. Downtown especially, it's nuts.
Like when we were in Toronto, that guy got stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
in
that
the metro,
was crazy.
Yeah, he
did
looked
you
like Georgia Sealy
in the subway.
No.
A guy got stabbed like a lot.
Toronto
by
subway.
The same guy. Yeah, they got into a fight,
and they
were running in the train, and the guy looked like Georgia Sealy. I thought George was getting stabbed.
Okay. I thought George Sealy was doing the stabbing.
No. The guy that was doing the stabbing was this black guy. He didn't look like George Sealy, but the guy that was getting stabbed looked like George Sealy. And he's yelling, he's like, "They're stabbing me!"
Was there a video of this?
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
And another, there's these weird fucking trends, bro. Like, there's a new trend called Kia Boys.
Okay, he told me this yesterday.
Kia Boys?
You're going to get pissed off.
Basically, it's a bunch of teenagers, and it's a trend on TikTok. They'll steal a Kia, because they're super easy to steal, and they'll steal them, and then they'll drive around. Joyriding. They'll go joyriding. They'll run into poles. They'll run into people's homes. They'll go on lawns and do fucking, like, destroy the lawns. They'll run into people. Crazy shit. And then they film everything, and they post it on TikTok because it's a trend. They'll go on highways and fucking weave and like at 200
crazy,
kilometers an hour. Fuck. Yeah.
Because
the world
people
has lost its fucking mind.
Are they actually? Because you're saying shit that's like really wrong and other stuff that's kind
of
wrong.
Well, there's like some of them just do some of them.
Because the joyride, whatever, it's fucked up, but it's not. But murdering people and be like, Kia death, bitch.
I heard the murdering, but I can't find anything on it, so I don't know how true it is. But I've seen videos of them.
Rumors.
Yeah, I've seen the joyriding. So that one, I've seen it.
Joyriding's always happened.
Yeah.
Toronto.
You joyrided.
Man stabbing.
Yeah, don't play it though, because it's old news.
Oh,
and the guy's
probably
dead by now.
I hope he's not dead. Did he die?
Oh fuck, it does look like a silly.
I told you.
Holy shit.
When I saw it, I was like, fuck, is George doing comedy here? He did the wrong joke.
Yeah.
He's like, this is my retarded son. And the guy's like, I'm gonna kill you.
He even had it. He even has his own like the way his lankiness.
Yeah, I thought it was the first instinct I had was, fuck, George did the retard joke to the wrong person.
Oh shit.
That was my first instinct. And then we started yelling, he's stabbing me. I was like, that doesn't sound like George.
That's not a good bit.
It's a terrible joke. All right, well, look, we've got all kinds of shows happening this summer. Mike Ward is hosting the Montreal Just for Laughs Nasty Show. He's hosting it every night except for the 22nd, because the 22nd, what is happening, Mike?
I'm in Quebec City at the Centre Vidéotron, the third biggest live podcasting event in the history. If you go to centrevideoway.com, you can get tickets, or mikeward.ca.
Mikeward.ca to get all of Mike Ward tickets. Also, Mike Ward has Mike Ward Suzekut weekly episodes coming out on Patreon. They show up on Patreon live, patreon.com/Suzekut. You get the entire back catalog of podcasts, including the now infamous episode with me and Sebastian Burgo in Toronto. You can go sign up to watch the episode to see what all the fuss is about. Why are people talking about it? If you're bilingual, you're going to understand right away why they're talking about it. It's fucking hilarious. Poseidon is online. He has a website. It's iamposeidon.com. All the links to his social media channels are there. My stuff is pantelscomedy.com. The Intellectuals, Pantelis Podcast, Franchise, it's all there. Join the Patreon. Join the Patreon today. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Support all of our nonsense. Come watch the Just for Laughs shows. Come watch Les Rebelles in Saint-Eustache August 3rd. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.